This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Greeley got more than 4 inches of rain in less than 2 hours this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. It's more than a quarter the city's average precipitation. The Greeley Police Department told motorists on Twitter to stay away from areas of downtown to avoid flash flooding. Meanwhile, flash flood watch is in effect for much of the Front Range today, including Denver, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins. The Army says it has reached another milestone at a Colorado chemical weapons depot. CPR's Matt Moritz reports.
The United States is destroying its mustard gas stockpile under a 1993 treaty known as the Chemical Weapons Convention. Many of the nation's decades-old shells are kept at a depot in Pueblo. Army officials at the depot announced this week that the disposal project is about 75% done. Nearly 2,000 tons of mustard agent have been destroyed so far. The gas can maim or kill people, blistering skin and inflaming their airways. I'm Matt Moritz, CPR News.
Colorado's Democratic representatives are hailing the House passage of an infrastructure bill Thursday. CPR's Megan Riley reports it'll direct millions of dollars to the state.
That includes more than $6 million to reconstruct Denver's 16th Street Mall and $4 million for upgrades to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse says the bill will provide money for needed repairs.
Coloradans want to know that they can rely on their highways, their roads, their bridges. They want to see investments in climate resiliency through our infrastructure, public transit, and disaster management. And they want assurances that safety will always be prioritized for commuters, pedestrians, and drivers alike.
Colorado Republicans have denounced the return of earmarks. It's unclear how many of the Colorado-specific carve-outs will survive final negotiations with the Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News, and coming up on All Things Considered, it's wildfire season and climate change is making fires bigger, faster, and more dangerous, but low pay and poor conditions are fueling firefighter shortages.
Yeah, I'd say maybe like a quarter of our crew are living out of the back of their trucks or, you know, camping out.
That story from the CPR News climate team coming up in 10 minutes. And if you want to make sure you haven't missed any important news today, come to CPR.org. Our team of reporters and editors are working hard to keep you updated. Again, that's CPR.org. Thanks for listening. Stick around. This is CPR.